This is another edition of the Purple Project Podcast. All things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas, home of Kansas State University. My name is Eddie Greer, the third host of the Purple Project Podcast. This Kansas State podcast bounces around all things K-State sports, whether that's football, men's and women's basketball, baseball, volleyball, and so much more. This is the first day in the month, new month of July, July 1st, 2024. We're going to get it right on into it here, folks, as the countdown to the 2024 K-State football season continues, and the women's basketball had big news late last week in surrounding head coach Jeff Mitty getting another extension. This is, I believe, it's got to be either a second or third one since being at K-State the long time women's K-State basketball coach after hosting two NCAA tournament games there. Part of the fifth NCAA tournament bid, eighth overall postseason appearance under the current head coach Jeff Mitty. K-State Athletics and Mitty did agree to a new five-year contract through the 2028-29 season. Gene Taylor, the athletic director for K-State, announced on Friday the contract was unanimously approved by the K-State Athletics Board of Directors, and rightfully so, right? This team, well, last year's team, got as high as number two in the country there behind Heritage South Carolina as well. And we have seen peaks and valleys throughout Jeff Mitty's tenure, but I gotta say, you know, between last year, this past year, and the year before, obviously, is a perfect example of that when you don't have your best player, but you have others step up prior to this past year where you still had your best player, but she was in and out. You had Gabby Gregory dealing with injuries throughout the year, didn't really play up to her first year potential there, but she was still huge for you. But you had role players continue to step up week in, week out, and Jeff Mitty continues to put his fantastic career, coaching career at K-State to its finest, and he was rewarded another 5+ years. Gene Taylor in a quote last week, Coach Mitty and his staff have done an unbelievable job building and sustaining a championship-caliber women's basketball program here at K-State. And he continues on, quote, Gene Taylor does, as evidenced by our record season a year ago, excitement is an all-time high, and that can be attributed to the leadership of Coach Mitty, the staff he has assembled, and the student-athletes that continue to work hard every day to compete at the highest level. We look forward to many more years of him leading or program, end quote. Yeah, and look, at one point, I believe on this podcast, when this podcast first started, we didn't know if Jeff Mitty was going to be here this long. let's just be honest about that. But with good individual play, right, and good team play, this team and this team. Reached its highest last year. And look, obviously, when you have, again, one of the best players back again, and your core players back, mostly back, for the exception of Gabby Gregory, Serena Sundell, Briley and Jalen Glenn. Also, you have many of the role players coming back as well. You recruit a couple of transfers. Now I said recruiting. You recruit some and you get some from the transfer portal. There you go. You brought back K-State women's basketball back to Manhattan. I mean, it's there obviously, but you know, it has taken quite a bit of time. Obviously, when I was in school, Deb Patterson was the head coach, and obviously when I graduated, I believe Jeff Mitty was in his first year when I was getting ready to graduate K-State. But just to see this team from afar and to run, who would have thought that K-State women's basketball would be hosting not only just one, we're talking about two rounds of the NCAA tournament, which, of course, K-State was a part of that, even though we lost to Colorado, unfortunately. And look, that team, the team last year, they're more than capable of being Colorado. It's just the fact that, you know, they were, Colorado was the best team that day. It's what it is, what it is. But, you know, when this year, again, I think it's going to be an all-time high than it was last year. Let's put a face forward. When you have 4 to 5 of your stars coming back, you have your majority of your role players coming back as well, it really solidifies what you're doing. And that's what Jerome Tang is trying to be doing, trying to bounce back, have a new-looking roster on that side of the coin. You, Jeff Mitty, on this side of the coin, for women's basketball, you bring back the best player. And I believe, really, again, you don't have to deal with Texas. You don't have to deal with Oklahoma. Well, you don't have to deal with Texas, but you don't have to deal with Oklahoma, which won the regular season title last year, so you don't have to deal with that. But yeah, absolutely, everything is shaping up. Obviously, injury aside and all that, but yeah, you have an opportunity to really build on what you did last year. And at one point in time, this podcast, we were talking about the NCAA Final Four. So again, everything is trending in the right up for the first women's basketball team heading into 2024-2025 season. Many, K-State has reached the postseason 8 times, a record of 190 and 138. That's a tad under 60% winning percentage. 4-20 win seasons, 10 victories. With 10 victories, Mitty would become the third coach in K-State program history, right, to reach the 200 win mark at the helm of the Wildcat women's basketball program. That's amazing there. Well, we are excited about the future of the program. Our players continue to do great things on and off the court, making a difference at K-State in the community. We have great momentum going into the upcoming season, and I appreciate the continued support of Gene Taylor and Jill Seals of our staff and athletes there. I believe that was Mitty right there who mentioned that. I would say that. Yeah, Jeff Mitty will be entering his 11th season. He's already, it's hard to believe, and I mentioned this late in the basketball season this past year on the podcast. You're listening to the Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Eddie Greer, the third year host of this K-State podcast. Yeah, it's hard to believe. Like, damn, seriously? 10 years already? And now already heading into his 11th year? That's crazy. Mitty, overall, he's going to be entering his 33rd coaching career coming up with a 644 wins and 370 losses. That's 63%. 23 postseason appearances. His 644 career wins in the NCAA program ranks 11th among active NCAA Division I coaches there as well. So, yeah, it's going to be something right there. And to kind of finish that off right there, I already mentioned the Fab Four. Lee, Sundell, the Glenn Twins. You have six more returning letter winners coming back as well. So that's 85% of K-State scoring, 87% of it team rebounds, 81% of it team rebounding. That didn't make any sense from last year as well. And speaking of transfers and incoming students, you have Tamira Pondexter transfer on his team. Kennedy Taylor, also coming from the transfer portal and recruiting side. Michaela Parks, who's been on the team for a couple of years, but been redshirted. And Alexa Hess, who I heard is pretty damn good. And freshman Finley Onstad, who I've seen the stats, who can light it up as well. So I did not see her play, but I've heard some good things about her as well. So already you kind of got your core back, but you're also reloading as well. So Could this be better than 2023, 2014? I don't know. I don't know. I have to question that yet. We'll have to find out. But yeah, it's still, we're just starting the month of July, so we'll see. But it all starts at the top of the heap, and that all starts with head coach Jeff Media getting an extension through another. This is his second extension since being the head coach for women's basketball at K-State. Land him through the 2028-29 season. The Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports, you can get it wherever podcasts are found, free and available daily whenever you have a chance to record Kansas State content, and it is overcast here in K-State, not K-State, Kansas City, Missouri. Oh my goodness, Kansas City, Missouri, and don't forget about our bonus channel, right? I just got a badge on the Podbean app, but you have to get that first. GRIER, the number 3 EDDIE podcast. GRIER, the number 3 EDDIE podcast. That is what it's named. And you will find extra Pearl Project podcast bonus content there. And I am shooting to get Alex on tomorrow night to do another bonus podcast. I recorded one last week there. So that's out now with former K-State basketball player Austin Buckey. I'm hopeful to not only with Alex try to reach out and see if I can get one new person on over on that bonus channel as well. So I got a recent badge over on that Podbean app late yesterday. So yeah, so it's getting some attention over there. We need more attention over there. So if you're a big K-State fan and you're subscribed to this podcast, but if you're not, make sure you hit that subscribe button. And the second thing you need to do, download the Podbean app and make sure you type in Greer 3 Eddie's Podcast. Already spelled it out for you there on that. And you will find PPPW bonus. That is what you're looking for if you want extra Wildcat content this summer. I'm hoping to have Alex back on the pod tomorrow night as we're going to start getting deeper into the position players here as folks. We're 2 months away from the new football season out there in Manhattan, Kansas. Hard to believe. It's going to be here before we know it, folks. So definitely we're going to start really getting into the weeds there of this K-State roster heading into the 2024 campaign there with under head coach Chris Klieman. Look, to be contenders for the college football playoff. That's going to do it for right now in this edition of the Pro Project Podcast. All things K-State. Eddie Greer here in Kansas City, Missouri. Alex Zayden out there in San Diego, California. The Pro Project Podcast rocks on in the month of July. Go Cats.